According to my calculations, these Nephilim, these fallen angels, were knocking around for the best part of 1,000 years. And they so infected the human race with their evil and their violence at that time that Yahweh, which is the Hebrew word for God, mm-hmm. wiped the whole lot out in the flood of Noah, which is also recorded in the Epic of Gilgamesh and the Sumerian flood tragedy.
Yes.
And everybody was drowned except for Noah and his family. Now, you can't drown spirit men. So we're told that these spirit men, these fallen angels, these Nephilim, are locked up in a subterranean jail. And it's called many things in the scriptures. It's called gloomy dungeons. It's called a prison. It's called the abyss. It's called the pit of the abyss. And once in the New Testament, it's called Tartarus or Tartarus. Now, this is very, very interesting that it's called, referred to as Tartarus. Because this, in Greek and Roman and Egyptian mythology, it talks about Tartarus being the subterranean prison of the Titans and the gods that rebelled against Zeus.
I know a lot of people I'd like sent there right now.
In the Egyptian Book of the Dead and the Pyramid Texts and the Edfu Texts, it speaks about the underworld or the abode of the dead.
Mm-hmm.
And Hades is the keeper of the abode of the dead, and you've got mm-hmm. to cross the river Styx to get to it. And Osiris is the judge or keeper of the ruler of the abode of the dead. And then, as I say, once in the New Testament, in Peter, we're told that the Messiah, in his risen body, went and preached to these spirits, these men, these fallen spirit men, in this place called Tartarus or Tartarus. And the word for preached in the Greek is caruso, which means he heralded his triumph before them. The word would be used, the same word would be used of a Roman general who came back to Rome from some far-flung campaign, and he brought all his slaves and his treasures and his trophies from his conquering journey, and he would herald his triumph before the citizens of Rome. This is the same word that's used when it says the Messiah went to these guys in this subterranean prison, somewhere on this earth, I believe, and heralded his triumph before these guys. I suppose you could say he probably said, okay, guys, I'm up from the dead. All your plans came to naught. You know, your goose is cooked, and I'll be back, or words to that effect. And this is, as I say, this subterranean prison fits in like a hand in a glove with the Greek and Roman and Egyptian mythology. Furthermore, we'll discuss this later, in the book of Revelation, in chapter 9 in the Apocalypse, it says that this pit of the abyss is going to be opened once more. And these infernal band of Nephilim are going to be released in the future to cause destruction to the people of the earth. And we are told that they have a king over them, the king of the abyss. And it says his name in the Greek is Abaddon.
Yeah, Patrick, it would seem that we don't need them to be destroyed. We're looking like we're doing a pretty good job of it all by ourselves. We don't need an army of additional trouble, do we?
What we're seeing now is what I call the shadows of the apocalypse. Wars, famines, earthquakes, diseases, etc. We'll get into that in the next hour. That's what I call the shadows of the apocalypse. But in this future time, this future seven-year period, I believe it is, that's when the muck hits the fan big time. And we're told that this pit of the abyss is going to be opened and these guys are going to be released. And this guy, this angel, as I say, his name in the Greek, in Hebrew is Abaddon, and the Greek is Apollyon, A-P-O-L-L-Y-O-N. Now, Apollyon is none other than how the Greeks spell what we would call Apollo. And Apollo in French, incidentally, is A-P-O-L-L-O-N. And he is one of the main leaders of the pantheon of Greek gods from Greek mythology. Okay? But we're jumping the gun a bit there. These guys, there was two eruptions, by the way, of these fallen spirit men. One was before the flood, and then the whole lot was washed out in the deluge of Noah, and these spirit men are locked up. But then we are told, it says, in fact, let me just read the verse. And it came to pass when men began to multiply in the face of the earth and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. There were giants, there were Nephilim, is the word, in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them. The same became mighty men which were of old, men of renown. And in another translation it says, these were the heroes of old. Well, who are the heroes of old, of Greek mythology and Egyptian mythology? Well, they're none other than people like Apollo, Mars, Saturn, Hercules, Zeus, Athena, Aphrodite, and people such as this. And when you go and read the stories of these guys, I mean, they were into sex, drugs, rock and roll big time, you know? They were,
were they,
animalism, yeah. Warfare, murdering one another, patricide, matricide, fratricide, you name it, they did it. And this fits in with the accounts in Genesis where it says, because of the violence and the whole world was filled with bloodshed at that time, that's why Yahweh wiped the whole lot out in this deluge.
Hmm. Don't you think we're getting rather close to the same sort of behavior, though somewhat more isolated?
Well, absolutely. But again, yeah, we're jumping the gun a bit, Art. You know, when they asked the Messiah what would be the signs of the end of this age and of his coming, he said wars, rumors of wars, famines and earthquakes, diseases. And he also said it was going to be similar to the days of Noah and the days of Sodom.
What were those things you just rattled off? War?
Yeah.
And keep going.
Wars, rumors of wars.
Rumors of wars, lots of those.
Famines. And earthquakes. He said, nation shall rise against nation, a kingdom against kingdom. And the Greek word for kingdom there is ethnos.
War.
Ethnos.
All right, so we've got all that.
Oh, yeah, well, that's what I say. Now, you could say that. A lot of people would say, oh, well, we've always had wars and famines and earthquakes and diseases. It also says, by the way, the wind and the sea raging. But the main sign has to do with the fact that the Jews are back in Israel, Art.
Mm-hmm.
Scores of prophecies said that the children of Israel would be kicked out of Palestine and Egypt and Israel, that they would be scattered to the four corners of the world, and that everywhere they'd go, they would be despised and persecuted and hated of all nations. And in 70 AD, a Roman general called Titus went into Jerusalem to put down an insurrection. He slaughtered about 1 million Jews. The rest were scattered to the four corners of the world, hence the wandering Jew. Everywhere they've gone, they've been hated and persecuted, which culminated in the Holocaust in Germany in the last World War. But there are dozens of other prophecies that said in the last days and the last generations that Yahweh would gather his people together and establish them in Palestine and Israel again, and he would do this as a sign to the rest of the world that we were in the last throw of the dice, as it were.